Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, 5 o'clock hour? Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman, Old School, live in effect from 1040 O Street. Drive time. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Greens at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, here in LNK. Now, as we creep slowly but surely towards the start of this season, Phil Steele, I really, you know, up until last year or two, I didn't get into lists, books, or anything like that. But Phil Steele came out with his preseason top 10. And we're going to go from, we'll go 10 to 1, right? Number 10, Missouri. Stand on business, Missouri. Trying to parlay a great finish from last year. Preseason top 10. This is what Phil Steele, 2024 projected AP, just to be for clarity. Number 9, Ole Miss. Number 8, the Fighting James Franklins, Penn State. Number 7, former Khaki Man University, Michigan. Number 6, Marcus Freeman in Notre Dame. Number 5, Bama. 4, Oregon. 3, Texas. 2, the Ohio State. Number 1, Georgia. Thoughts?
How many teams get in the playoffs this year?
12.
This is 10, huh? This is 10.
This is the preseason projected AP top 10.
So, are we assuming 3 SEC, 4 SEC out of 12? 5?
6? Well, let's think through the math. So, you get 5 automatic bids. So, the Power 4 and then the group of 5. Mm-hmm. I think you add 2 SEC and 2 Big 10. So, there's 9 right there.
So, if you don't make the SEC championship, you still get in.
The third place SEC and third place Big Ten should qualify.
Chaos. Pure, unadulterated.
So really everybody's playing for what, 2 or 3 spots?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. If you're outside the Power 5, I mean, because you know 3 are coming from the 2 big conferences, ACC, Big 12, so now you're at 8, right? Mm-hmm. Then you got a group of 5, that's 9.
But this doesn't have, in this 10, there's no ACC.
Or Big 12.
Or Big 12.
Yeah, that's what we're...
Or a group of 5.
Yeah, that's what we're discussing.
I guess you throw Notre Dame in.
Notre Dame is a group of 5. Notre Dame is a group of 5. So what you're basically saying is it's a bunch of us, a bunch of them, and none of y'all.
It's the best quote. This is the analogy of what this is. I was down in when I lived in Charlotte. This is when Tiger Woods played the practice round with Michael Jordan. And my boy Charles works at Bank of America. He's the head of security. And he's big. I mean, he's huge. A big old tall dude, about 6'5". Got a deep old voice. And so Tiger Woods on the par five, I think it might have been 15. We're along the ropes. He didn't slice it, but pushed one to kind of over where we're at. So the ropes just say is the glass. Tiger, and this is at the time, Stevie Williams was his caddy. And Tiger's, you know, he takes it out, does something with the club, chips it on there. It goes, you know, goes up there, zips right back. And Charles is like, hey, Tiger. He's like, what degree? He's like, what degree wedge that is? He's like, I'm trying to work on that in my game. Tiger takes two steps forward, looks at it. He's like, it's a 55 degree. He's like, but when I hit this 55 degree, that's why I'm in here and you over there. And thousands of people were laughing. He's like, oh, you got me, Tiger. You got me. So really, it's like, it's letting you know preseason top 10. It's the haves and have-nots.
It is Kendrick Lamar out loud.
Yeah.
That y'all are not like us.
And we'll never be like us. It's so, set up to be it. So your best bet is to get to 16. But then there's somebody going to creep four in there. It's not going to change. The only way this is going to change, this is what people don't understand. And you can say it's not fair. It's not. In the Big Ten and in the SEC,
this
will
has
tell you,
five SEC teams.
Right. Well, somebody's going to be booty out, right?
Five. And is four Big Ten.
They bring in the most money. They've dominated college football playoffs, in particular out of the SEC and then obviously Big Ten. So the only way it's going to change is if you guys get it together and change it on the field. You got to change the perception, and then you got to change the reality. They both go hand in hand.
Yeah, but I mean, there are teams from outside of this. I mean, first of all, I don't know. Pardon me, but when exactly was the last time Texas won?
Oh, I know. I'm in agreement.
When did Oregon's national championship year? What year was that? Oregon won the national title.
No, but Oregon's Notre Dame been
was the last time
good.
Notre Dame. Wait a minute. Missouri. What they were? Penn State. They were no.
That's why we're asking
Ole
who
Miss,
should be out.
Ole
of it.
Miss did. Let me. Did I miss the Ole Miss national championship run? Like Clemson didn't get included. Florida State didn't. Like there's some teams that have actually found a way in recent years to jump up there. And Ole Miss and Missouri ain't it.
So who do you think has the biggest argument to be a preseason top 10? Who's your pick that should be in there, and then who should be out?
I go ahead, Austin, because I get frustrated at all of this.
I'm somewhere between Utah and Oklahoma State.
Should be in.
Should be in. I think those are your two top teams in the Big 12 this year.
And then who should be out?
Either Michigan or Mizzou.
I like that. I'm going to say, now I'm big. I'll say there's three teams that have legitimate arguments they should be in. Clemson, Oklahoma State, and Utah. And maybe
I would add LSU simply from a talent standpoint.
Yeah, but they lost a lot.
And then Florida. Well, yeah, but it's a factory. Like,
you're not going to have another Heisman winner.
Did they lose as much as Missouri has never had?
yeah, like, but you lost the first round pick at receiver. You lost the third round pick at receiver. And you lost the Heisman winner.
But they've done that before and won immediately.
But Brian Kelly wasn't the coach.
When did Missouri do anything that we're asking LSU
I picked the three that should be in there based on the quarterbacks. Based on the quarterbacks. So I would probably take out Michigan. I like Missouri's quarterback. I don't think they should be preseason top 10. I like
Burton might be that dude, though.
I like him, but I still don't think the overall team is top 10 worthy.
I'm going to throw Miami, Florida State, and Clemson in the conversation and say, get in the pool and somebody will figure it out. Like, somebody's going to get invited to the dance.
Oh, one of them are going to surprise.
Right? And then another one will get close, right? They'll get to the championship game, and that'll be the discussion. Mm-hmm. We've got quarterbacks. You've got stellar coaching. You've got middle-of-the-field defenders and big boys up front. So, for all of those three teams, you have a legitimate shot. And all of them.
Florida State don't got a quarterback, though.
You're on the leg, why are we mad at him?
We haven't seen anything though. You think he's gonna really be the dude? You think he's going to actually be the guy that leads them?
Yeah.
Over.
Over. Wait a minute. We really talking about Missouri like they somebody?
No.
Like we
no,
really?
No, will. I'm not. But, okay. But okay. Like, do you think? I'll ask you this. Do you think Austin DJ is better than Missouri's quarterback?
It's close. I'd probably give the nod to DJ by a hair.
We've seen him in critical situations.
We've seen Missouri's quarterback, and he's cold-blooded.
Who did he beat?
Pull it up.
Who did he beat? Let's go through that.
Well, listen, he going to make a lot more money here pretty soon than maybe DJ's going to make. We could look at Missouri.
All right, last year, Missouri.
We can name a whole bunch of North Carolina quarterbacks that did as well, and it doesn't mean I would make the trade. They're guys that are getting exposure and being in systems, learning things, but we're talking about this year.
Missouri's right. Wins last year were South Dakota, Middle Tennessee State, Kansas State, Memphis, Vandy, Kentucky, South Carolina.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Tennessee, Florida, Arkansas, Ohio State.
Okay. So through all of that, give me a critical moment the quarterback made a play in any of those games.
Ohio State, he was off the chart.
I don't remember a moment, though. I don't.
It was the whole game. I mean, it literally was the whole game.
Do people pop? And he doesn't pop for me. I get that he's a quality player.
Right.
I get all of that. That Missouri and Ole Miss. Okay, you in top 20 conversation. Wonderful. Right. Tell me that.
Oh, I agree. Missouri should be out.
But top 10. Chill out.
Yeah, Missouri. I think Missouri should be out. The problem I have with Florida State is the same thing with like TCU. Were you a 1 year wonder, and now your quarterback is going? Yes, you can't. I mean, you couldn't have a better transfer portal get than DJ. But
who's the better transfer portal? Get DJ or Cam Ward for Miami?
I was going to just say Cam Ward.
That's why I put those in there, right?
For what Miami does. But you also got to look at it. The whole Miami defense is coming back besides Kitchens. right? Versus Florida State, pretty much lost their identity on defense.
Both edges.
A linebacker in a corner and kind of like a, I don't know, nickel or whatever you want to call it. That's where I'm looking at the quarterback play and I'm looking at defense.
Okay.
Now, I think Florida State, if I had to rank the outside, the guys outside looking in, I like Utah. I like Rising. As long as Rising is healthy, I like Utah. I just think Utah can play anywhere, right?
People get mad at me for my Utah bias, but like it's just taking a
trip. They've shown. Now if Utah was in the SEC, they're not the biggest team, but they can play, right? So I like Utah and I like Rising because I think he's a true leader and he has a ton of experience, obviously.
And to the text line, literally as we discussed Utah and he asked me who DJ beat, he beat Utah. So
right.
Come on now. Give me a tough one.
Right.
Give me a tough one. That's all we're talking about?
Filled in for Trevor in the COVID year and beat Notre Dame.
Right. I mean, so we understand that in this, that their place, he beat Miami in the conversation. He did lose to Notre Dame, but he beat a top 15 Syracuse team. He beat a number 10 North Carolina State team, top 20 Wake Forest team. Yeah, he's got some wins under his belt against some quality opponents. So, yeah. I think the dude can play a little bit.
And Clemson, I think I'm okay with them being in the top 25 or top 50, or top 10 because they bring the quarterback and the running back back, and they got a really good receiver coming up. And Clemson's defense is always going to be good. Now, the problem with Clemson, they're just like anti-portal, which that means their ceiling for Clemson has actually gotten lower. But I think if I'm going to put it, if the teams I'm going to put it, Utah, Clemson, and just because of what Miami brings, I saw Miami live in effect, and they got a defensive lineman with the number 44, will be the number one pick in the draft. He just flat out on. He's a true freshman last year, was also ACC, 12 sacks. They bring back so much on defense. Now, the problem is whoever the offensive coordinator is that decided to run the ball and lose that game to Georgia Tech, he's still employed.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, that's probably not good.
And then I always go against James Franklin until James Franklin and Penn State show me that you aren't just benefiting off of when Curtis Enos and them dudes are there. They have never done anything like substantial. They haven't had an upset victory against Michigan or Ohio State. They've lost games that they shouldn't have, but they're always preseason. Now they're gonna have a hell of a fight defense, right? Drew Aller is all potential.
Who do you like more, Aller at Penn State or Klubnik at Clemson?
Man, that's tough. They've both done the same thing. And Klubnik, I'm gonna tell you about Klubnik. So we were down on there, right? And that's who Miami was playing, and it got into overtime, and they had a play actually perfectly dialed up. RPO supposed to give to the running back. Guess who kept it? And he got hawked down by the linebacker. And when Dabo can say that he's a Christian, when I tell you every word imaginable, when he sprinted down, he got the business. And then obviously with Drew Aller, I just think the expectations were so high for him last year. Because you got to think, you go back to the year before. Clifford actually started to play to his potential, right? What everybody was expecting. So he was consistent all year. But then once they kind of got out of the Big Ten race, they were like trying to push Aller in there, And remember, they had a midweek press conference about it, or James Franklin did. And then that Ohio State game, that, you know, that we used to always say, when you play Nebraska, you play them twice because you're going to get beat up for the next week. That Ohio State loss and the way he played, it was 3 or 4 weeks. Now, I will tell you this. They got a new offensive coordinator because he did not help out, because the idea was just chuck it up deep. Remember when James Franklin got into it with the young reporter? He's like, don't you just want to throw it deep? You know, just like he's like, he said, this isn't PlayStation, you know? So
yeah.
I would probably take Clemson's quarterback, but I'm not thinking like
the current Clemson quarterback or the past Clemson quarterback now playing.
Well, that's questionable. That's questionable because the two that are playing are questionable.
Which one of Dabo's quarterbacks are you talking about?
Both of them.
Can we quickly rank Dabo's quarterbacks at Clemson from Taj Boyd on?
Trevor and then
in the pros or in college?
I was thinking college.
Deshaun Watson was that dude.
He's you would have taken him over Trevor?
Oh, yeah.
And the chip.
Deshaun got one, too.
Deshaun got one, too, single-handedly.
Okay. Fair.
And his chip got them over the hump.
Fair. But, you know, there's other stuff. There's the other decision-making.
Then Trevor. Then Taj.
You would take Deshaun with Taj his bad decision-making over Trevor?
We're talking about college. Okay. I'm just worried about the field.
Okay.
Then Taj. Taj was before his time. Taj playing now, he's getting NFL love. Legit NFL love. He was cold-blooded, too.
Taj is nice, but he's no Homer Jordan.
Now, who's the dude? Hey, who's the dude that transferred to Missouri when Trevor
Kelly Lawrence? Bryant.
He was cold-blooded.
Kelly but was fine.
He was cold-blooded, but he couldn't hit a broadside of a bomb.
That part.
Yeah. You guys are taking it way too far. He could throw the deep pass. He just could not hit the intermediate passes. Yeah. I didn't know I had to clarify everything. We got the word police over here. So he could not hit the intermediate passes. And it's funny. He could throw the swing passes. He could throw the smoke screen. He could do everything else. He could throw the jailbreak screen. He could do the fake handoff, throw it to the tight end. We call it the oh, you know what screen. But anything,
10 to 17. No,
but anything 10 to 17 in between them hashes. It's
no, sir. What's
the dude, Ramsey, the quarterback for Florida State? Dude, he got drafted off him that night. Oh. He was sitting there and cluing in like cover three, and it was the receiver was on the hash. He threw it out there in the corner. Thank you. And then he's like, oh, I got to go catch it. And you wonder why he got benched. So
too funny.
Anyway,
leave that man alone. He had a night.
Where is he?
Ooh, let me find this before I go to break real quick.
Look at Austin. Where's he at?
He's a professional gridiron football quarterback who's a free agent.
Oh.
He's 27.
Let's see. Here's the dude I thought. Here's we'll go.
Oh, he was with the Arlington Renegades, except he was not on the roster after the 2024 dispersal draft. So, yeah, sad.
We need to think during the break, pick a quarterback or player that missed out on the Heisman either due to injury or circumstance. Mine, I'm telling you mine right now so you guys can't come up. Because I'm going to tell you, I used to stay up and watch this dude. And at this point in time, I was like, man, Scott Frost calling some plays. Okay, was my man Dennis Dixon. He was cold-blooded. Now, whoever's the groundskeeper down there in Tucson at Arizona, if I'm Dennis Dixon, you can't live no more. You cost me the Heisman. You costed me getting drafted. You cost me a national championship. One little dead leg, and the leg was gone. Dennis Dixon's in the mind. We're going to see what you guys come with. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Norman. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.